Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Building Self-Confidence. How confident are you in your personal abilities? Often our parents will compare us to someone else and find us lacking when it comes to grades in school or athletics in a game. Eventually, over time, we internalize and begin to believe the things others tell us about ourselves. Over time, we begin to see ourselves as a failure because we believe we don't or can't measure up. How can you enable yourself to break down these barriers and build self-confidence in yourself? We will discuss ways to learn to build your self-confidence and belief in yourself to overcome the negative comments and to move forward with your life. When we lack self-confidence in ourselves, we tend to create problems for ourselves in the workplace, in our personal lives, and having our own business. We want to help you build self-confidence, plan to have a great and comfortable life. As children, we are fearless. It is only later that we lose our self-confidence. Often as children, we believe we have the doors open to us and we can do anything. We even are willing to take risks. It's only after we have been around people who are jealous of us or who look at everything we do and criticize what we do that we begin to see ourselves as lacking. And often this is something that leads to a situation where you will fight with people just simply because you will fight with someone, because it helps you feel better about yourself to constantly belittle them. You will turn around and you will often be jealous of what they have. If they have something that you want to, so that you measure up, you will go out and get that just to prove to yourself that you're as good as they are. And really, it's self-confidence comes from within. It's nothing that is really learned, and it can be learned if you want to learn to become self-confident in yourself. It's just something that you have to be willing to look for and to work towards so that you can achieve that self-confidence in yourself. Now, let's think about some ways that you can overcome lack of self-confidence. One way is to write down affirmations and keep repeating them to yourself until you believe them, because once you believe them, then you will build self-confidence in yourself. What I'm going to do is tell you a story about my background because it shows you how you can really overcome self-confidence by understanding what is happening within the circle of your family. My mother grew up in a household where there was a lot of hostility. So when she got married, she created the hostility around her because that's what she felt comfortable in. And what that did was by constantly belittling her children and making them feel like they were less than nothing and comparing them to someone else, then what that did was that just was something that she did because that was the only way she knew how to talk to someone. So remember, one thing you have to do is you have to look inside yourself. You have to look at the environment you come from. You have to be willing to want to change. Because if you are not willing to change, then what is going to happen is you are only going to perpetuate the same environment in your home that you saw in the home that you grew up. So are you willing to change, or do you want to have the lack of self-confidence for all of your life, and do you want to create an environment where there is a lot of hostility? It is something that you have to make the choices. You have to make the decision if you're going to perpetuate those same environment or whether you're going to change it. And before you can even change it, you really have to learn who you are and where you come from. And you have to learn to like yourself. Because one of the things that I find is people who lack self-confidence are people who just don't like themselves. They find themselves failing in some way, and it's important to them to belittle the person next to them, because that allows them to create an environment where they feel they're equal or better. So it's up to you to decide what you want to do and how you want to do it. These are things that you need to think about, because often we create our own hostility in the way we live our lives. It's not just that my mother created a hostile environment. She also, in essence, because there were three girls, two of them that had disabilities, and the youngest one was the only one that was seemingly born without a disability, but hers is more of a mental disability, because she was often told, you got to take care of them because they can't take care of themselves. They're helpless. They will never be able to live on their own. They will never be able to do anything for themselves. So my sister had a behavior pattern where she liked to have control of everything around her. But what she learned to do was to abuse her sisters in the same way that her mother did, and will not even recognize it. But the sad part is, she's a lesbian. And because my mother's still living and she's 90 years old, she cannot be open about her true sexual preferences. And she has to compensate for it by having the control over her sisters, so that she somehow feels like she has some type of power that she really doesn't have. Because if she really liked herself, if she respected herself, if she treated herself the way she wanted other people to treat her, and would treat her sisters the way she wants them to treat her, then she would get what she wants. But to sit there and feel like you have to belittle your own sisters, that you have to be jealous of what they have, when in essence you're doing three times better than they are, because they didn't have the opportunities in the workplace. And I can also tell you that she was a teacher for 30 years and retired a year ago. And she was in a profession that she really hated. But it was the only profession that she could be in where she would manage to work for 30 years. Because if she had been in the private sector with her attitudes and her behaviors and the way she likes to talk to people, she would never have lasted very long anywhere. She never got along with any of her principals. She was often changing schools from one school to the other. And the sad part is, she was teaching special education. And if you don't respect your sisters and you don't see them as having abilities, what are you going to think of your own students? So that is just one aspect of where self-confidence really is an important aspect of how you live your life. And I want to go further with that and say that as a child, because I grew up in a hostile environment, every time I tried to do something for myself, simply because my parents felt that they had the right to control me and make my decisions for me, and since I happen to have cerebral palsy, which means that I have poor balance, and that the way my brain processes information is different, so I never show my capabilities in the schoolroom, only in certain aspects of it, but my grades never showed it, and it was often told, well, you will never amount to anything. You will never live on your own. You will never be independent. Well, anyone who says that to me is often putting a red flag in front of me and just challenging me to prove them wrong. And luckily for me, that's because my behavior pattern was to be one of very outgoing and also one of where I often like to try to help people. That's why in my profession I'm an advocate for disability issues, and I've had to fight every step of the way to get whatever I've gotten. And when I went to college, my mother looked at my education more as something to keep me busy, not as a means to an end, which was gainful employment. And my sister is deaf, and she basically was often told, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't think for yourself, you can't hold a job. And what happened was, because her behavior pattern was one where she needed to be encouraged and she needed to be built up, then she became very self-abusive. And lives with my mother and has lived with her for over 40 years. And over the years, she initially would abuse herself, mainly to get and throw a temper tantrum, mainly to get what it is she wanted. But she was very much aware of who was around her and where she was at when she was throwing this temper tantrum. Now it's 40 years later. She's going to be 60 years old in a month, and she literally will beat up on herself in her sleep, and she will abuse herself if she gets very frustrated when she's out with other people and not even being aware of where she's at anymore. So the reason I'm bringing this up is to show you how lack of self confidence and self-esteem can really influence how you behave, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in your personal life, or anything. So what you need to really think about is, how are you going to build self-confidence in yourself? How are you going to change your behaviors? Are you willing to change your behaviors? Do you recognize that you act the way you do? Now, here's what I have learned. When I went to college, I studied psychology. I also studied mental health. It helped me understand why I reacted the way I did, how the environment influenced what I was doing, and I also learned that is not the way I wanted to be. So I made the conscious effort to change my behavior. And I realized that because in the family, they were not willing to change their behavior, or they were not willing to accept the changes in me, then it just became a very hostile environment. And I learned that for me to be successful in my personal life, I had to get away from them, and I had to stay away from them. The reason I am talking about this is because this will emphasize what I am talking about when I am talking about building self-confidence within yourself. You have to be willing to want to change. As children, we're often fearless and we believe that we can do anything. But what happens if your parents is afraid for you. And it may be their own unfounded fears for themselves that they're turning around and instilling in you, not realizing that they are eroding or decaying your self-confidence. So the thing is, you have to be willing to understand it. You have to recognize it. You have to understand when you are doing this to someone else. Once you consciously understand what you're doing, you have to be willing to want to change your behavior. Sometimes that means going into it, visit a counselor, having them help you understand where the problem is. Often people who turn to drugs and alcohol is because they have insecurity in themselves. They lack self-confidence. And by taking the drugs and alcohol, it gives them the confidence that they need to go out and take the chance, to take the risk, to go out and get a job, to go out and meet people. Often these can be people who are very shy, very introverted. It can also be someone who comes from an environment where they were abused, both verbally, both physically, and emotionally. Because emotional abuse is something that we can't see. Physical abuse often is something you can see because there's often bruises left. But that does not mean that you can always see when someone is being physically abused. It's just something that is going on. And sexual abuse is another thing. Often that happens and a child, and they really lose an identity of who they are. And often they will end up in lesbian or homosexual relationships because that is more comfortable to them because of what happened to them as a child. So remember, as a child, we're often a clean slate and we learn as we go. But if you are abused by someone in a way that can create a feeling of insecurity, then you will act out in certain ways. That's why a psychiatrist can often recognize it, because they know what to look for. They also know the right questions to ask. There are so many incidents where things have happened, and we can often pin it back to something that happened earlier in our lives. It's just, you have to recognize it. You have to be willing to recognize it. You also have to be willing to make the changes in your personal life to help you build self-confidence. If you don't have self-confidence, if you're lacking in some way, then if you don't want to see a psychiatrist, then take a class and work with someone who can coach you on some ways that you can make changes in your personal life to build that self-confidence in yourself. It is just something that you have to learn, and you have to be willing to learn, and you have to want to make the changes. Are you willing at this point to make those changes for yourself? Do you want to see yourself building your own success in life? Because once you believe in yourself and you learn to believe in yourself, then you can almost do anything you choose to do. Often when we choose a career, it's because we really enjoy what we're doing and we really believe we can succeed. But if in some way you feel you can't succeed, then like my sister, you will just be a perpetual student because it's a comfortable environment where you feel and you found some success, even though it is not putting you where you should be, which is looking for independence, looking to grow into and have a life of your own. And then what happens is you go through a cycle where you keep repeating behaviors and you keep getting knocked down and you keep getting up and you keep moving forward. But when you lack that self-confidence, then you will turn around and you will keep repeating the same prophecy, because if someone told you that you're going to fail, then you're going to set yourself up for failure. One way that we set ourselves up for failure is that we set goals that are unachievable. And what that means is, think about it as a ladder. There's certain steps that you have to achieve before you reach your end goal. If you skip 5 or 6 rungs along the way and you take too big a step, then what happens is it's easy for you to fall down and you have to start over again. And often we tend to repeat those same behaviors instead of thinking of things that we can do to help improve our lives and help live a full life. And what are some of the things that you can do that would help you change and build self-confidence in yourself? What is it that you really want to achieve in your personal life? And write down each of the steps that it will take for you to get there. And work them in a way that will help you. If you want professional help, get professional help. Don't think you can always do it on your own. Sometimes it's just a matter of learning how to do the right thing, and sometimes it's not. If first you have to believe in yourself, and that means you may have to sit down and write down some things that you have been successful at and list them all so you can see all the things that you've achieved. Because if you've achieved something, then that means you have been successful at times in your life. When you have graduated high school, when you have graduated college, when you have gotten your first job, you have achieved a role that you had a goal for. So how can you take that goal and build on it to make it more successful? Often we just need to learn how to build on those successes, how to begin to believe in ourselves, how to find a way to begin to believe in ourselves. It's just a matter of, what do you want to achieve? How are you going to reach those goals, and what are you going to do to help yourself? And think about it. Are you a risk taker, or are you someone who likes to play it safe? Sometimes you have to learn to become a risk taker. Let me go back and tell you another story of some things that I did to find success for myself. Not just that I studied psychology and mental health, but I took a look at myself. I took a look at what it was that I wanted to do. I made the conscious decision that I wanted to find success for myself. The first thing I did is I looked at my education. I looked at what it is that I had a passion for, and I looked at the fact that I was someone who would have been an entrepreneur anyway. And since, for me, growing up with a disability, being educated before there were laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education, entering the workforce 12 years before ADA became law, that is the Americans with Disabilities Act, then what I had to do was decide what were my choices. Yes, it was a struggle because one thing I found was I was unable to secure loans because I didn't have credit established because I had never had the opportunity to work somewhere for any length of time and build credit for myself. So I had to decide, was I going to continue struggling? Was I going to work towards my goals, or was I just going to accept failure, as my parents often told me I should accept? And would I accept the fact that just because they couldn't accept my independence and they had to control me, was I going to stop trying to be independent? Or was I going to continue being who I am instead of what they wanted me to be? That was my biggest challenge in achieving the goals that I set for myself. So these are things that you also have to consider when you're thinking about a goal. Now, the reason that I talked about this and brought this up as a business is because for you to be successful in any business, you have to have self-confidence in yourself. You have to be willing to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, then when are you going to achieve the goals that you want in life? Think about it this way. To be successful in a business, you have to feel that you can be successful. Today, we've gone back to the small businessman. So more and more people are working from home. They don't have someone over their heads making this decision for them. So they have to believe that the decisions they're making are the right decisions. Because if you do not have that kind of self-confidence in yourself, then you will not be someone who can go out and have a business of your own. And your best bet is to look for a job where you can feel successful, but you have someone else taking the heat for you. For instance, some people can't be management level people because they don't have the self-confidence to believe in themselves, but they also don't have the skills. So you have to learn skills as you go along. What I want to do is tell you a story of an incident that happened to me and how I used that to learn to change some of my behaviors. For instance, when I went to work for the city of New York, we had to go into a training class. At the time, I was in graduate school, and I got back late at night, and I did not have a lot of money on me and needed to go to the ATM to take the money out. Well, I knew that evening, but the next morning, I didn't have time to get to the ATM. I had to be to work at a certain time, and then what happened was, on the way in, I had broken the $5 bill that I had and then forgot about it by the time we went to lunch. And we all ordered something, and then when I went to pay my bill, I found out I did not have the money and had forgotten that I did not have it. At that time, it was before people used debit cards and ATM cards to pay bills, and did not realize it, and instead of standing up and saying in front of everyone that I had gone to class last night, gotten back late, had not had a chance to go to the ATM, I said it to one person, he said it in front of the group, and it made me look, it embarrassed me. But one thing I did was I learned how to speak up for myself then. I learned how to respond in that environment. And when you don't have the opportunity to experience things in different environments, then you don't always know how to respond. So everything that we do is learned in our lives. And you have to decide, are you willing to change, and are you willing to learn to build your self-confidence? Here's an exercise that you can do to look at yourself and see where the conflict is. In transactional analysis, we talk about the parent, the adult, and the child. The child says, I want. So I want you to write down, I want, and I want you to complete the sentence and keep writing that until you get to a point where you've written down all the things that you want. Then look back at it and see where the conflicts are. The adult says, I am able to. So write down, I am able to, and complete the sentence as many times as you can until you see all the things that you believe you're able to do. And the parent says, you should. So write down, you should, and write down all the things that you've heard that in your head that your parents tell you you should do. And also, look, take all three of them, look at where all the positives are, look at where all the negatives are. Throw out all the negatives, continue to say over and over again to you as an affirmation all of the things that you believe you are able to do, all the things that you should do that's a good thing, all the things that you want that are a good thing, and keep writing them down until you believe them. Learn to believe in yourself. As you learn to believe in yourself, then you are building self-confidence. And that is what we want to do, is help you build self-confidence in yourself. It's often something that you can learn or relearn if you lacked it as a child. I would like to take the next couple of minutes to remind you that my website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and I have a home study program that you can take as an e-course that will help you learn to build self-confidence in yourself. And this course is $50. And what you will also get is 30 minutes of my time in coaching to help you build your self-confidence and begin to learn to believe in yourself. Just because your parents were negative does not mean that you need to be negative. You have to be willing to change. You have to want to change. You have to recognize all of your own behaviors, and you have to take responsibility for your behavior. I found that since my family will not change, I have to change, and I have to stay away from them, because they are detrimental to my psychological health. And every time I get around them, even though I don't want to, I will fall back in old behaviors and act the way I did, just simply because they are not going to be people who accept defeat easily. And they will keep pushing a point and pushing a point. And in your family, people learn what are your hot buttons, and they will keep pushing those hot buttons until they get the response they want. So if you find that it is difficult to not let them control you, then get away from them and stay away from them, because they are jealous of you and your success, because they don't want you to be any more successful than they are. And they will constantly push and push and push until you fight back. And the only way to change that is to stay away from them. And I hate to say it, but, you know, strangers, it's easy to stay away from. If they're jealous of you and what you have, it's easy to get away from them. But when it's your family, it's much harder. I've had people that I have met that have told me that they came from dysfunctional families, and when they got married, that wife and the children they had, that became their family, and they did not have anything to do within their brothers and their sisters and their parents. Often we have to make that conscious choice to change, to get away from them and stay away from them, because they will often create an environment and a hostility to create more of an argument, because it makes them feel powerful when they can control you and can control your thinking. And you have to make the decision, are you going to accept that, or are you going to make the changes in your personal life that will build self-confidence in yourself? Are you going to make the decision that you want to be successful in your personal life? If you want to be successful, then you have to consciously do the things that will help you build that success. That means to get rid of those negative things that you hear in your head. And the best way to do that is to change those statements into a positive statement. One where it may be a word tweak here or a word tweak there, whatever. But anything that will help you build that self-confidence, that will help you find success in your personal life. This is something that you have to consciously make a choice about. You have to decide for yourself that is what you want to do. You have to learn to become a risk taker again. You have to learn to become fearless again. You have to decide what it is that you want to do. Are you willing to make the changes? The reason why I keep repeating myself is that I want you to decide for yourself, are you willing to make the right changes in your personal life? Are you willing to build that success for yourself? Are you willing to change your environment so you can find that success for yourself? If you are and you need some help to reach it, then maybe you need a mastermind group, a group that will be a support system for you and help you learn to believe in yourself and all the choices that you've made. You have to make the decision. You have to accept that. And often, like someone told me, that his son is 4 years old, and what happens is if he can't reach something, he'll get up on a chair to reach it. And often when he sees them, it's more that his fear for his child in falling that he will turn around and scream at it and try to make him aware of the fact that he can't just climb up on a chair. He doesn't want him to lose the confidence in himself, but he also wants to make him aware that he can hurt himself in certain situations. So, certain experiences that parents give us are learning experiences, and certain experiences can be detrimental. It's just a matter of they are often repeating the behaviors that they learned from the home they came from. And many may not have understood that those were the wrong behaviors. They were an environment. But you got to remember, the Europeans, when they came here, they often came through from unhealthy environments. Often there was religious persecution. Often there was debtors persecution. There was just things that they experienced that influenced the way they treated the people around them, because it was easier to just, you know, take out their anger against an abstract object or their child rather than understanding that it's displaced anger. And do you really want to have that displaced anger, or do you want and create an environment where your children lose the self-confidence in themselves? Or do you want to change your behavior and understand why you respond the way you do, why you have turned to the drugs and alcohol like you do, and really want to change your behavior? Unless you make that choice that you want to change, then nothing will change. A good example of that is my sister was a teacher for 30 years. During that time, she will never admit it, but after 19 years, she took 3 years off, and her excuse was, oh, I want to find a whole new career. I want to get away from teaching. Well, she never found that whole new career. Then after 3 years, she went back to teaching. Well, and then her excuse is, I always never got along with my principals. Well, if that is true and you are constantly going from one school to another school, then you really need to examine yourself. You need to understand why you are doing that. I mean, I know part of it is that her resentment over her sisters and being forced into a profession that she didn't choose and didn't want, that this was what my mother pushed her into, because my mother would often tell her, oh, you're poor. You're going to lose your Social Security. And if you lose your Social Security, you're not going to have an income. You're poor. You better go become a teacher. So what did she do? She did exactly what my mother wanted her to do. She has lived the life my mother wanted her to do. She has been forced into a position of taking care of her sisters, which she resents. And because she resents it, she fights with them. And then she wants to blame it on them. And at least with me, I've gotten mad at her, and yes, I'm staying in her house, but I've gritted my teeth too many times, and it has created stress headaches for me. When I get around my mother, the same thing happens. So I have learned I don't want to be around them. And the best thing I can do is just take care of myself, even if I'm on the street. And I've been on the street at times because it was better than being around my family. It's just, what is it that you choose to do? How are you going to make the changes that are right for you? And how are you going to spend the time doing what you need to do to help build self-confidence in yourself? What I want to do is spend the last 15 minutes talking about how self-employment depends on you being and having good self-confidence. Today, and this has been going on since the beginning of the 21st century, technology has created an environment where the workplace has changed. If you are not aware of the fact that you need to change how you look at a job, then you are going to be left behind. And having the self-confidence in yourself to believe that you can do what it is that you really want to do. Many times I have asked someone, what is it that you have a passion for that you would do for free if you could afford to do it, but get paid for it? I've had many of people tell me exactly what that job was, but for them to go from point A to point B, they have no idea about how to start a job and what to do. So you have to first make the decision, are you going to be willing to make the change? Are you going to have the self-confidence in yourself that you can make that change? Are you going to find a way to find that success for yourself so you can be successful in your personal life? It's just a matter of you making a conscious choice. And once you have made that conscious choice, then you can start building on it. Another thing you need to look at is how you are going to market yourself. We have ways of doing that that are the traditional ways, like going to network meetings from the Chamber of Commerce and Leeds Clubs and Power Corps, where you stand up and you give a presentation. To be able to give a presentation is the fact that you have self-confidence in yourself and that you have the knowledge that you are an expert in your field and you really believe that, because if you believe that, then you will find that success for yourself. But if you don't believe it, then you will not find that success for yourself. You will somehow create an environment that will set you up for failure, because you've often been told that you will fail, and you have bought into that. So think about how you can make some changes. What I want to do is talk about some affirmations that you can make. You can say, I like myself. And keep repeating it. And say, I am self-confident. And keep repeating it. Repeat these things until you believe them. If you need to think of some other things that you can think of that you find yourself lacking in, then write it down as an affirmation. Turn it around so that you believe it. Think of some things that you can create that thought process. If you want to be successful in your business, then make the statement to yourself and visualize it. Because if you really put yourself and you see yourself being successful, then you will be successful. There have been examples of this many of times of entertainers who have done something or said something that told themselves they were going to someday have that success. An example of that is a story that I've heard where Jim Carrey, when he was first coming up as a comic, what he decided was that someday someone would hand him a check for $25,000, and he wrote out a check to himself for $25,000, and he kept plugging away and working towards it until that day came. And then after that, he built a recognition for himself, and he found that he was able to achieve the goals that he had set for himself. If one person can do it, then what you need to do is find someone who is successful. Sit down and talk to them. Ask them what they did to find success in their personal life. See if some of these are things that you can emulate, or what are some things that you know about that you can implement as well. And find success for yourself. It's all just a learned experience. It's a matter of, are you willing to decide that you are going to find that success for yourself? Are you willing to make the right changes that you need to change to find that success for yourself? You have to make the decision. No one can make it for you. And remember that often other people will try and sabotage you finding your success in your personal life, because then that makes them feel more insecure, and that makes them lack more self-confidence. So are you willing to make the changes? Are you willing to change how you see yourself in relationship to the people around you? It's a matter of deciding that you want to have that personal growth. And think about it as an opportunity to make the changes so you can find that personal growth in yourself, to find your success. And remember, if you want to find success, get around successful people. And find a way to think of yourself as being a successful person. Decide whether or not you are going to believe in yourself. Are you going to look within yourself? Are you going to learn what your strengths are and how to build on those strengths? If you can build on the strengths that you already have, then you will be a successful person, but you will also along the way be building self-confidence in yourself. So what are some things that you can do that can really help you change your behavior? Are you willing to make those changes? Are you willing to get away from the people who are holding you back so you can make those changes for yourself? And often, especially people with disabilities, many of them often are put in situations where society has dictated to them, this is what your role is in life. And often we tend to, and it doesn't matter who you are, it's the environment you come from. And here's a good example of how two different families were successful. In the 80s, they made a movie called 1960, and they profiled two families. They profiled a black family, and they profiled a white Irish Catholic family. And during that time, it was when it was still a conservative environment. It was during the Vietnam War. People were becoming more liberal in their way of thinking. You were seeing more. The music was reflecting what was the changes that were going on. And you noticed it in the wartime music over the Vietnam War. And you saw how people began to protest the war, because originally when they went into Vietnam, it was looked at as, and the government was telling us that we were fighting communism. And you had a lot of people, a lot of students coming out of that era that were just graduating high school and entering college. And what happened was they got caught up in the times. And let's first discuss the white Irish Catholic family. You had three children. You had one brother that was very athletic. He was supposed to go to college, but did not, and on a on an athletic scholarship, but did not feel that he had the grades to be successful. So what did he choose to do? He ended up enlisting in the service to go fight in Vietnam. Then you had the sister, and she was the rebellious kind. She was younger. She was someone who wanted to go out and have a good time. She went somewhere to a party. She ended up watching the band, and the guy in the band took her upstairs and had sex with her. And this was her one and only time. And then weeks later, she found out she was pregnant. Well, the family, in essence, disowned her because it was a sin, especially in the Catholic religion, to get pregnant outside of the marriage. And then the younger brother went on to college. He, as the atmosphere and the attitudes about the war changed, then what happened was he became more of a protester against the war, and there was conflict in the family over this because you still had the son that was in the war fighting. And then it goes on to show you how the daughter ends up when she runs off, she runs off to be with the father of her baby, and he's in a commune, and she ends up living in a commune. And it goes on to show you how the brother that fought in Vietnam came back with postpartum depression over it, even though he did not physically get injured. He did witness a lot of things that were very psychologically damaging to him, and he ended up getting into drugs. Now, I have not gotten into what happened with the Black family, but we only have less than a minute, and I would like to invite you to come back next week, and we will discuss another topic that will help you learn how to begin to believe in yourself and your growth, and how you can build the skills you need to have success within your personal life and to have a business of your own, because that is where the environment is moving today, and you have to be aware of how you can change to build and find success for yourself in the workplace today. So what we discussed today was building self-confidence, and you have to decide for yourself if you are willing to make those changes in your personal life so you can become and be successful in all the things that you choose to do.